The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 21st. Prepare the Way of the Lord, by Joe Combe, Vice President for Development at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy, Isaiah 40, verse 3. Quote, "A voice cries, 'In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.'" End quote. Isaiah wrote this between 740 and 701 BC. The New Testament fulfillment, Mark 1, verses 1 through 4. Quote, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.' John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins." End quote. Mark wrote this around 50 AD. This Old Testament passage from the book of Isaiah was directed to a people in Babylonian exile. After spending much of the previous 39 chapters focused on confrontation, the author switches gears, realizing that a defeated people living under worldly dominance need to be consoled with a message of assurance and comfort. The desert wilderness was a barren place, reflecting the inner spiritual and emotional state of God's people. Yet the book of Isaiah is telling them they need to prepare to see God work. More than 600 years later, gospel writer John Mark began his account of the life of Jesus with this passage from Isaiah. God's people are still living under worldly dominance, but this time it's the Roman Empire. By introducing his gospel with these words from Isaiah, Mark, like Isaiah, is telling us to get ready to watch God at work through the incarnation, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mark also tells us that the loudest voice pointing us to God's impending work is that of John the Baptist, who prepared the way of the Lord by calling people to repentance. Both scripture verses mention the need for straightening. Why the term straightening? Because the Hebrew word for iniquity means that which is twisted or bent. Perhaps this is why C.S. Lewis names the evil Oyarsa, Satan, of Thulkandra, Earth, the Bent One, in his Ransom Trilogy novel, Out of the Silent Planet. Ultimately, God's work in our lives, that process of conviction, confession, and repentance, requires working out those kinked and crooked areas in our hearts so that directionally we are always pointed straight to Christ. Let us pray. Lord, make things straight in my life. Deal with any crooked or twisted places in my heart. Prepare me to welcome the coming of your Son. Amen.
On Jordan's bank, the Baptist cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Awake and hearken, for he brings glad tidings of the King of Kings. Cleanse be every life from sin, make straight the way for